They're related, actually same word, just different form. Now, those two words will be testify and testimony. They have either been forgotten and that we just don't use them much anymore, or they're words that seem to be used by only particular groups of churches. And that is unfortunate, because not only are they very good words, but they also describe a very good way to worship. There was a time, and still in certain circles today, where testifying or giving testimony or telling stories of what God is doing was just a key element in corporate worship. If we're going to worship God, let's say why he's worthy of worship. If we're going to praise God, let's take some time to talk about why he's worthy of our praise. Let us be reminded and remind each other that God is faithful and worthy. But there's other elements to this as well. That when we give testimony, or we testify, or tell stories what God is doing, it also demonstrates that God is still at work. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we get focused on wondering why God did all these things during the time of the Bible, but why isn't God active now? And testimony, telling stories what God is doing, of who God is, provide opportunity for us all to recognize, no, God is still at work. He's still actively involved in our lives and in the world. The ministers over the past 3, 4, 5 months have made this a part of our weekly ministers' meetings to tell stories, to give testimony of what God is doing in our lives, or in the lives of people we know, or in the life of the church. It's amazing how when you take time just to stop and recognize what God is doing, it changes everything. All of a sudden, you begin to recognize that this is not just about us, it's about God. That's not just about what we can accomplish, what we can do, but it's about what God is doing, taking time to testify. And this practice of testifying or giving testimony has very deep roots. We're going to look at a couple Psalms that just express this style of worship. The first is in Psalm 71. And if you would, read this psalm with me. But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, your salvation all day long, though I know not its measure. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts. O sovereign Lord, I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are... Even when I'm old and gray. But if you look through that psalm, my mouth will tell of your righteousness. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts. I will proclaim your righteousness. To this day, I declare your marvelous deeds. I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. The value of speaking those words in the hearing of others, in the hearing of other generations. Now we're going to look also at Psalm 145, first 7 verses. Read this with me as well. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Every day I will praise you. One generation will commend your works to another. I will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness. And one of the ways in which we worship, one of the ways in which we express thanks, is just by speaking and in the hearing of others and the hearing of God, to express thanks for who God is, for what God has done, for what God is doing. This morning, we want to provide a time for us to do that. We're just going to have a time of open mic and just invite any of you who would like to just come down front and step up to the mic and express something that you're grateful for in regard to who God is or what God has done or what God is doing. An opportunity for us to testify, to give testimony to who God is. So I'm going to sit down and just allow some of you to come up. And if more than one comes up at one time, that's fine. Just kind of sit there in the front and wait your turn. But we want to give testimony as we worship God.
I want to thank everybody for their prayers and concerns and being with me last Sunday. For 83 and a half years, I've been blessed and haven't had to deal with pain, but because my body doesn't tolerate pain pills. Well, since the first November, I've had this terrible pain. So last Sunday, I thought, I'm going to take two pills. Well, you see what happened. But I did go to the emergency room Wednesday, and one of the nurses there said, one way or another, I'm going to get help for you, because I've been trying to get in to this pain doctor. There's only one Anderson that can give these shots. So she called three different times that got me in Thursday. So God was at work, and I don't have any pain. So thank you for everything.
A year and a half ago, my son was diagnosed with liver and colon cancer. He is cancer-free now. And his liver has started to regenerate. So our family praises God wholly and happily.
Hopefully I'm not speaking too loud. I'm sorry. I'm not as good as this is Bob. My name is Brett Massey. And my wife, Danielle, can't be here today. She's working. Our daughter was having some problems in her personal area. And we couldn't figure out what it was. And it was it kept coming up. It looked like a boil. It turned out to be MRSA. And we didn't know what to do. We were completely just beside ourselves as to what to do. So the doctor called in some medication. And it was abundantly expensive, and we couldn't afford it. And something in my heart said, we need to go to the church, and we need to see if they could help. And we came here, and thanks to God and to this wonderful church and all of you and Bob and the ministry here and Mr. Stuckey and all of them, they were able to come up with the money to get our daughter the medicine that she needs. She's only 19 months old, so it was very important. So I'd just like to thank God for that and thank all of you in this church for helping us out in our time of need.
Like I've said before, I don't ever give up an opportunity for open mic. And so this time of year, with Thanksgiving just a few days away, I'm just very thankful that I had Christian parents. And the rule in the house that when we all went to church, we all went. Nobody got to stay home. And my oldest sister tried to stay home, but she didn't get to stay there. She had to go to church. And so I'm very thankful for my Christian parents and for the close-knit family that I have. And my parents are gone right now, but the blessings that we have, we know we're going to see them later anyway. So we do have a close family, nieces and nephews. I do think the opportunity here at church that if something, someone needs prayer right away, that we can call and we can get prayer chains started. My little great nephew, Tyler, is 2.5, and he had to go to Peyton Manning's hospital for 2 nights due to flu and dehydration, and his oxygen level was low in his blood. But we prayed, and the doctors took care of him, and he's home now, so that's a blessing. Also, too, I am so thankful for the job that I have. I have been on staff at Bethany Point Health Center for over 6 years now, and I had gone through some trials and maybe some tribulations that I didn't understand at my previous job. And the Lord had put me at Bethany Point. And I work in activities, and it's a lot of fun. But I do have the opportunity to make relationships with these senior citizens. And I have one lady that came in about 5.5 years ago, and she's kind of has filled the void of my mom and my grandmother. And so when she come in, I would say she was my favorite 95-year-old, and now, you know, 96, and now she's 100. And so I always tell her, I cannot believe I have a best friend that's 100 years old. And we're real close, but as of today, this last week, she's failing. And things are starting to shut down. And it's just been a blessing to get to know these folks and to love them. And I whispered in her ear the other night. I told her, I said, I plan to see you tomorrow. But if I don't, and if the Lord comes tonight and takes you, it's okay. And she just nodded her head. And so it's just been a privilege to know her and love her. And all the rest of them that I'm in contact with. I've been off a week from work, and I've popped in there, and they've all said, I've missed you, I've missed you. So tomorrow I head back, and it'll be fun. But another thing that I'm thankful for is opportunity to be here on staff with Kent here at Bethany Christian Church. We met in youth group. We're on staff now. And it's just something else. We enjoy being here. We love the people. And I just want to say thank you. I have the best husband that anybody could ever have. He does so many things to try to make me happy, and he goes out of his way to go get things. And my birthday was this last week, and he got me everything that I wanted. And so he is a true blessing, and I do love him a lot. We've been married 22 years, and we have a good relationship and a good ministry here at Bethany Church.
My story is about, I know Jesus is with me at this time, because I was driving down this icy road, and my car started to go out of control. And I said, oh, Jesus, help me. And I was headed toward a brick wall, and I hit the brick wall. And I was okay, and I got out, and I looked at my car, and there wasn't one dent in it.
Do you know how many faithful people there are in this congregation? Do you truly know? God has just so brought it into my heart the last few days, how he gave me the greatest gift to be a part of this family. The ministry he has me in right now is so completely beyond me. And he just really made me aware of how he blessed me to live among you guys, to be able to be encouraged and know that faith continues and faith exists. And there are many around me who love the Lord and trust him.
I get my rebuttal. I got a little nervous when Wilma got up. Because last week when she got up, she didn't get out of here very well. But I'm glad to see her well again and doing better. Let me tell you something that thrills my heart and makes me thankful for you people. When I came in this morning, I looked over and there was a display of shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. And there weren't two or three. There were quite a few, 50 or 60, maybe more. And some have already been moved. And then I looked in the corner at the Operation Love food drive, and it runneth over. The generosity of our people is very, very special. And I so much appreciate when there is a need and we make an appeal that people respond and normally respond very quickly. I do feel most blessed to be a part of the Bethany staff, the Bethany family, and I have to brag on my wife a little bit, too, because she makes my life very joyful. But you have treated us in such a way that we feel loved and appreciated. And we just can't imagine being anywhere else but with the wonderful people here. So I give thanks to God for you, as Paul would say, on every remembrance I think of you.
We have so very much to be thankful for. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, you are the giver of every good thing. And we thank you. We thank you for the blessings that we feel in our lives, the blessings that we experience, the blessings that go right by us and we don't even recognize that they're here. But most of all, Father, this morning, we thank you for the blessing of Jesus, for the blessing of your Spirit within us, for the way that you love us as beyond explanation. Lord, I ask that this would not be a once a year thing for us, that thanking you and remembering the goodness that you pour into our lives would not just happen once a year, but that this would be a daily and even more than that occurrence. Because you bless us every day. Thank you for waking us up this morning, for giving us this time to be before you and to worship, to lift our voices, to lift our stories to you this morning. Father, allow us to continue that praise even as we walk out the doors. And especially at this time of year when people are looking and are open to you and to your leading in their lives. Allow your Spirit to work within us so that they see you. Lord, each and every day you give us a reason to thank you. Help us to see them and to take advantage of that. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.